Hello and welcome to Deer Season Daily. This is our first ever Deer Season Daily. I'm starting this new series this year where we're going to be doing a daily episode from October through probably the end of November. Now, obviously, it is October 7th, 2025, so I'm a week late on starting this. I had some other stuff going on, trying to get finished up with Deerheads before I started this. But from now on, through the end of November, I'll be running these daily episodes. I will miss a few. I promise you that. For different reasons, I'm sure, unforeseen things that come up. If we kill a buck and we're out till midnight finding him or celebrating or whatever, I may not get an episode in for that next day. But I'm going to try to do these every day through the end of November. I'm also going to miss a few during shotgun season because we'll be busy up here at the shop. But what's this going to be? I'm going to try to give you guys some updates on what kind of movement we're seeing. So specifically if you're hunting in Illinois, southern Illinois, this can be good for you. We're going to be talking about what movement should be for the upcoming day. So I'm going to be doing some predictions on that based on the weather. I'll keep you guys up to date on what's going on with Ridge Hunter Outdoors, what kind of content we got coming up, if there's any updates on maybe some deer that we've got on the ground or anything like that, some videos that might be coming up. I'll keep you guys posted there. Any deer hunting or related news, so every now and then you get a world record buck shot or a new state record or something, I'll bring that to you on these daily episodes as long as I can find it before we get them recorded. A tip every day that we do this, we're going to be doing a new tip for really anything hunting related. So today's is going to be after the shot, actually. So we'll be doing some strategy stuff there like we like to do. As we get closer to the end of October, we'll start doing our rut report. No surprise here, or shouldn't be. The rut's going to be the same time of the year that it always is because it has to do with the daylight. If you didn't know that, maybe that's your tip for the day. But I'm still going to be doing a rut report on kind of what we're seeing and if we're seeing daylight movement or not, because that is definitely affected by the weather, and we'll be doing some predictions on the rut as well. Also, an update from the shop. So those of you that don't know, we have a deer processing shop here in southern Illinois. So what we're seeing, and we can get a lot of information just from what we're seeing coming in, talking to the hunters that are bringing in deer and that kind of stuff. Really even something just like the smell of the deer. I know that sounds weird, but as the rut gets closer, these bucks start to get ramped up, and they've got a distinct smell to them. So once we start kind of getting a whiff of that as they're coming through the door, we know it's getting close. So I keep you guys updated on that with our Talkin' Shop segment of this podcast. And this is going to be, these shows, daily shows, are all brought to you by Rax Big Game Supplements. To give the deer what they need, how they want at raxmineral.com. You can find out more about that. So let's get into it. Like I said, October 7th, 2025. We're going to start with the RHO update. So for those of you that have followed along the last couple of years, you know our show Fall Pursuit. We've been doing a semi-live series throughout the season with that and bringing you guys our hunts basically throughout the whole week through the end of November. And then usually the last 2 years we've done one late season installment to that series. That's going to look a little bit different this year. We're still going to do some semi-live video. So as we get hunts, as we have some deer show up and get to film them, we're going to have some semi-live videos going up there on the YouTube channel. And those are going to be built more towards the kind of the YouTube structure that they like to see there. I know that probably doesn't make a lot of sense to most of you, but if you're in the YouTube game, you know what I'm saying. So we're going to be doing that on the YouTube channel throughout the season. Now, we may not do one every week. We may not do one every 2 weeks. As we get closer and we get more movement and we're seeing more bucks, maybe it does become a weekly thing. Maybe if we kill two bucks in the same week, it's two episodes in the same week, something like that. Won't be daily episodes. This will be the daily content. So this will take place like the vlogs we used to do. But we're going to have the semi-live videos on our YouTube channel. I'm not sure if those will be on Fall Pursuit yet. I haven't decided how I want to attack all of that stuff. But then we will still do the full series of Fall Pursuit. It will just come out at the end of next summer. So that'll be a little bit more traditional TV type of stuff. We're keeping the semi-live part because I like that. I think it's good for you guys to be able to keep up with what's going on if you're not watching these or if you like to see it more. And maybe as we go along with these, I'll be able to produce them a little bit better and I can put some of the video from the day in, overlay it on some of these daily episodes. But nonetheless, we'll still have that aspect of it on the YouTube channel. But then next summer, at the end of next summer, like the beginning of next fall, we'll put out the full season 3 of Fall Pursuit. So if you don't see season 3 of Fall Pursuit coming out this fall, don't be worried. It's coming at the end of next summer. I don't know if anybody would really be worried about that anyway. But if you are, It's going to be out at the end of next summer. Other notes for RHO, the Ethan Stubbs podcast should be coming out today. Just got a, had a great conversation with him before I recorded this, actually, and we got into a lot of stuff. We talked mountain lion hunting, we talked elk and mule deer, we talked whitetails, of course, we talked self-filming, we talked YouTube stuff. It was a really good conversation with him, so I think you guys are going to like that one. Go check it out wherever you get your podcast here on YouTube, and let us know what you think of that one. If you're on YouTube, comment. Let us know what you think, and like, subscribe, all that kind of good stuff. If you're watching this on YouTube, same thing. But that one should be coming out today. I think it's going to be a good one. Blake has been out a few times already this year, and he's on a pretty good one, or at least he was the first few days of the season. I think he got a little bit of film on one of the first couple days of a pretty good buck. I know he filmed him over the summer. He's got some velvet footage of him, and then he also got some hardhorn footage of him. And then I think he filmed him once while he was out hunting. But he's a good one. He's been on him. He's the only one of us that's been hunting so far. Me, Dad, and Nate, and Dusty all have not been out yet. I think me and Dusty are going to start this week probably. I'm going to try to either go out this afternoon or tomorrow. Thursday's looking pretty good too. So we should start having some videos coming out as we get some more action on those. Haven't seen a ton of stuff on camera for me yet. I'll get into that in a minute. All right, the next segment, talking shop. And this is going to be the segment, just what's, like I said, what's been coming in at the shop, what's been going on, what we've been hearing. I haven't had a chance to talk with a lot of guys that have been dropping stuff off yet, but I do get to check the cooler every day and just kind of see what's coming in, keep up with that. We've had a few decent bucks so far. I believe opening day there was a pretty nice buck killed. Not a giant by any means, but definitely a mature buck, a nice deer. We've had at least two more since then that I would say are, or maybe one more since then, I'd say is a mature buck potentially. It's kind of hard to tell sometimes after, you know, when they're hanging on a rail versus on the hoof. But we've had a couple deer that I would call mature bucks come in. So nothing crazy, no booners, nothing like that. No, not like a high number of them. It's been mostly does at this point, and that's to be expected. That's pretty normal for the first week of the season. Opening weekend was pretty good, but nothing outstanding. Most guys are hunting on the weekend, so we'll have more deer come in from Friday to Sunday. So we did get more deer there than we did through the week and to this point so far in the week. But nothing crazy. No crazy numbers yet. No crazy big deer. We'll have some come in this year, and I'll keep you guys posted on that. But right now, pretty average seems to be. It's been hot, so nothing really would make me think it should be anything other than just an average year to this point, and that's what it's been at the shop. And that'll wrap it up for talking shop. On to weather and movement predictions. So for today, we're looking at highs in the upper 70s. I think on my phone for where we're at, it said 79, so 75 to 79, somewhere in there is probably what you're looking at for a high. Talking rain through early morning into midday. Originally, they were saying that was going to last a little bit longer. I wish it still was, and I'll talk about that in a second. A little bit of wind in the morning, and it's supposed to pick up throughout the day, which makes sense because it's blowing in a cold front. It's supposed to be coming out of the north at around 12 miles an hour with some gusts up to 20 miles an hour. So if you got a spot for a north wind, if you got a low spot especially, because those 20-mile-per-hour gusts, it's going to be a pretty decent wind. I don't mind 10 to 15 miles an hour sustained, but when it starts getting real gusty, that 20 is not too bad, but if you start getting up into 20-mile-an-hour sustained wind with gusts in the 30s or 40s, then you can find those low spots. That's generally where the deer are going to be. But just keep in mind north wind. And I'm obviously just talking forecasted stuff. Here's maybe a bonus tip for the day also. Check where your hunting spot, when you get to your hunting spot, check the wind there and make sure that it is what is forecasted and then make a note of that. So if there's forecast in the north wind and you go to your hunting spot and it's like out of the straight west, okay, now maybe when you go out there again next time, check it again if it's that way. The second time, you just put that in your memory bank that when they're forecasting a north wind, this is going to be a west wind spot. That does happen sometimes, especially if you get down in a bowl or in the timber and big creek bottoms or any big draws or stuff like that. That wind will change from time to time, so keep that in mind. But they're forecasting a north wind today. If it does rain, and it rains into the afternoon, right after that is cleared up, could be pretty good. And that's why I said I hope it rains into midday or early afternoon. Usually those first hour, couple hours, right after it rains, especially if it's right before sunset can be really good in the early season. That's one of the things that Steve Shirk talked about in the article I covered on here and talked about with him on, is those early season rains like we're having right now. It's going to rain mostly through the night, and it rained a good part of the day today. Pretty steady rain. That's going to keep them bedded up. As soon as that lets up, they're going to want to be on their feet doing something. So that's going to be a good time to get out. If it happens in the afternoon, if it's like midday, they're probably still not going to want to be out because it's still going to be pretty warm. But the places I would want to be today, based on that, a community scrape. So not just any scrape. I'm not talking Fueled Edge. I'm not talking just a one-off on a trail. I'm talking that scrape that's like size of a car hood where two or three trails come together that's been cleaned out already this fall. Right after that rain can be a good time to set up over one of those scrapes because the bucks are going to want to come freshen that thing up. A lot of times that happens at night, but if you're on the right scrape, especially closer to bedding, that can be a good place to be. I wouldn't push it too hard because it's still early, but that could be really good right after that rain. And another place to be that's also usually pretty safe is a green food source. So if you've got a clover plot, if you've got radishes, turnips, any kind of brassicas, if you got something green right now and that rain falls on it, back to Steve's article, he called it like dressing on a salad. They go to that green stuff a lot of times for its water content anyway, especially as dry and as hot as it's been. It's going to be warm tomorrow. If that green stuff's got some water on it, man, they're going to be hammering that stuff tomorrow afternoon. I would say tomorrow in the evening, especially as it starts to cool down. If that wind lays a little bit, that last hour to half hour of the day could be pretty good. But like I said, it's still early. It's still warm. It probably won't be a great day, but depending on the rain and where you are, you might have a pretty good sit for October 7th. So those are the places I'd be. That's what the weather's looking like for the day. Keep all that in mind as you head out to the stand if you're able to get out there this afternoon. And our last segment is the tip of the day. And this one, like I said, is post shot. So if you're lucky enough to kill one today or anytime this season, whether it's a doe or a buck, this one goes for either side of that. Gun kill, bow kill, don't matter. When you're field dressing your deer, try to keep that thing as clean as possible. That seems obvious, but again, being at the shop, you see a lot of them that are just pretty messy, and people don't clean them up, and they don't take care of them. So when you're in there field dressing that, when you're making your cuts, try to not puncture the stomach or the intestines and let all that stuff out. That's some nasty stuff that's down in there. It smells horrible. You know when you puncture one of those things because it all comes out, and even if it doesn't, you can smell it. And you don't want that on the meat that you're going to be eating. Make sure you get everything out too. So a lot of people leave the heart and the lungs in there, and if you're going to hang them for a little bit or you can't get them right into a cooler or your processor, that stuff starts to spoil. When we see deer that spoil, it is usually your typical, I shot him yesterday morning, I found him today at noon, and it's been 75 degrees, and he's gone bad. Or they didn't get the guts out of him, or they didn't get everything all the way cleaned out. And those will be the first places that'll start to turn on a deer, is when you don't get everything out. So when you're field dressing them, make sure you get everything out. And if you do gut shoot them, or you puncture something in that process, clean them up. Get a garden hose, wash them out. I don't know why people don't do that more often, but every time I shoot one, obviously it's easier for me because we hang them on the rail in here in the back of the shop. We have a hose handy. But if I field dress them, or if there's just a bunch of blood in them, or if you clip a little bit of guts or something, hose that stuff out, because the longer it sits on there, the worse it's going to be for actually eating that meat. I had one year that I shot on the last day of the season, and she was quartering away. It was a doe. And I shot her through the guts, through the lung on the offside, through the liver. And she ended up dying, but I didn't find her. I didn't have great blood. So I didn't find her till the next day. Well, she sat there all night with that gut shot. And I took care of it just like I normally would. It was cold, too. This is late January. I took care of her just like you should. Like I said, hosed her all out, tried to get all that stuff out as best I could. We cut her up, wrapped her up. When I got that deer out and put in the frying pan, all that smell came right back. It was I didn't even try it because it smelled so bad. So get that stuff off there as soon as you can, and you're going to save yourself a lot of trouble and a lot of meat potentially, because you don't want to waste all that stuff. There's a lot of good stuff. You get it on the inner tenderloins, and then you're wasting the best cut of the deer, in my opinion. So make sure when you're field dressing your deer, get all that stuff out, keep it as clean as possible, and then rinse them out, clean it all out, and you're going to have better taste in deer meat. I promise you that. That is your tip for the day, and that is going to do it for Deer Season Daily on October 7th, 2025. We got a cold front coming in. I'm looking forward to that. I'll bring that to you guys. We'll talk about that more tomorrow on that episode. And if I get out to hunt this afternoon, I'll talk about that as well. If not, then I'll talk about the upcoming hunt where I plan to be on Wednesday. So, or Thursday. No, on Wednesday. Yeah. So, I look forward to bringing these to you guys as much as possible this season. It's going to be just some more content out there for you guys to consume, and I hope you enjoy it as well. Again, if you're on YouTube, like, comment, subscribe, all that stuff. We really appreciate it. If you do subscribe, make sure you hit that notification bell so you know when stuff comes out. If you're on any of the podcast platforms, just give us a follow on there, leave us a review. That helps us out a ton and doesn't really cost you anything either. So thanks, guys, for tuning in, and I'll see you tomorrow for another daily episode.